More than a million Californians are without power or bracing for more sweeping blackouts as utility companies attempt to reduce the risk of bushfires. High winds are forecast during the next 12 hours and two major blazes are already burning at either end of the state. North America correspondent James Glenday reports.
Fanned by strong winds, flames swept through the star-studded hills of Los Angeles, threatening some of the most expensive real estate in the city and forcing thousands to flee in the middle of the night. Among them were actor-turned-politician Arnold Schwarzenegger and basketball star LeBron James.
I hadn't been in a fire drill since like the seventh grade. You know, just challenging, you know, at that hour, you know, getting my family, getting my kids and everybody having to evacuate at such a, you know, a rapid rate. You know, you don't have much time to really think about what you can get or what you can do. You just got to get out.
2 hours' drive from San Francisco, another larger blaze has ravaged some 50,000 acres of land. More high winds are forecast late into the evening, which has firefighters in the north and south of California worried, and a state of emergency has been declared.
It only takes one ember to blow down wind to start another fire. Embers have been known to travel several miles. So we're very concerned about tonight's wind event.
As a precaution, utility firm Pacific Gas and Electric has shut off power again in several places to try to stop downed and damaged lines triggering bushfires. More than a million people are expected to be affected. The blackouts are a new tactic and very controversial. A much bigger shutdown at the weekend affected some 2.5 million people, causing food to spoil and businesses to close. And earlier this month, hundreds of thousands of others dealt with much the same thing, which infuriated Governor Gavin Newsom, who claimed corporate greed and a lack of investment was solely to blame.
That greed has precipitated in a lack of intentionality and focus on hardening their grid, undergrounding their transmission lines. They simply did not do their job.
In January, Pacific Gas and Electric filed for bankruptcy after facing hundreds of lawsuits from bushfire victims in 2017 and 2018. It rejects suggestions it's triggering the blackouts to avoid further financial exposure. Fortunately, Ryan Walbron from the National Weather Service says the winds will soon pass.
So we're in this critical, really 24-hour window. We're hopeful that the winds will ease off after midnight tonight. The good news is after we get through this wind event, things do look favorable for the next 5 to 7 days.
But authorities do warn these events will become more common in California and the peak of the fire season is far from over. This is James Glenday reporting for AM.